Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am proud to be your host. I am John Jacob Schmidt. And if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. This is a beautiful 21st day of September. I love fall. It's my, those of you longtime listeners know, I go on and on about it. It's my favorite time of year. I love the fall. I love the cool, crisp mornings. I love the air. I love everything about it, except I didn't get to go bow hunting this year, but that's okay. I've got other dragons to slay besides elk. So, that's what we're doing. We are advancing the cause of freedom and the spirit of liberty. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's what we're all about, right? You're listening live on KTW 630 AM or KTW 96.5 FM if you're in the Spokane area. If you're not, well, you're probably listening to the live streaming wherever you are, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. You're in our thoughts and prayers. Stay strong. Stay the course. And or you're listening to the Podbean uploaded version that we always upload to so that you can listen to it at your convenience and download. And thank you for sharing Radio Free Redoubt with your friends and family. Your back up here. Your like-minded friends and family. Because we don't want to shock the masses too much. Now, thank you also for your support. We're very grateful for it as we grow, and we are growing. The costs also grow. Any amount, $5, $10, a gift of $25 a month, whatever you can help us out with, it is a huge help. So thank you, guys. Now, right now, we are at the Panhandle Preparedness Expo in Bonner County at the fairgrounds in Sandpoint, Idaho. We've been talking about this for the last a couple of weeks. Bad on me for not mentioning this a month out or more. But as you know, if you've been listening for any length of time at all, we've got some great folks here. We've got the authors and preparedness experts, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. Also have the author of Cascadia Fallen, the newly released prepper adventure novel series. The series is titled Tahoma's Hammer. And this is based on a scenario of a major Cascadia subduction zone earthquake in the Pacific Northwest, followed by the eruption of Mount Rainier, which is, if you are living in the Pacific Northwest, this is something that you've seen on the news, you've seen interviews, there's a lot of information floating around about this, but nobody's ever really written a story about what that might look like. And that's what the author Austin Chambers has done. The trilogy, Tahoma's Hammer. So this first book is out, Cascadia Fallen. I've got it in my hand right now. And I'm going to we're going to do some interviews this weekend. I always intend to, and it just escapes me. But we are going to make sure that happens. And then we'll air those tomorrow night for Sunday evening's podcast at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. So we've got also preparedness expert, patriot, and veteran, Ranger Rick. He's a favorite of those of you who've been in the preparedness community in the Inland Pacific Northwest. You've met or been in one of the classes of Ranger Rick. He's going to be teaching at 3 p.m. today. He's going to be teaching on active shooter, which is timely, the day and age that we're living in. Yesterday, we don't know exactly the details yet. I haven't looked further, but yesterday in Illinois, we got alerts of an active shooter, and then it changed to a driver plowing down people in a shopping mall. A vehicle drove into a shopping mall. And then later it was, well, the driver's apprehended and there's no injuries. And then there's multiple injuries. And it's just chaotic. So we're not really sure what that is entails. But in this day and age, active shooter training, really important. So today at 3 o'clock, Ranger Rick is going to be talking about active shooter class, how to respond if you find yourself in that type of a situation. And then I believe, let's see, at 4 p.m., gunshot trauma. So that'll be later today. So, boy, two back-to-back. I will be teaching Introduction to Emergency Communications at 11. And then tomorrow, Sunday at 11, I will be giving an emergency communications class with an introduction to digital communications, something that is really the trend where a lot of emergency communications is going. I'm going to introduce you to that, hopefully be able to see you guys, shake your hands. And then what else we got? Oh, you can go to also panhandleprep.org. Let me pull up the poster here. I've got the poster for the event. Okay, that is today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. today, and then from 9 to 4 p.m. tomorrow on Sunday. It is only $3 to get in for adults. If you bring a non-perishable food donation, it's only $2 to get in. Of course, 12 and under is free, but you can also buy a two-day pass for only $5. It's so well worth it. There's a lot going on. Different topics, emergency communications, food storage, prepper gardening, energy alternatives, first responder and first aid, beekeeping, map my neighborhood is just some of the titles going on here. There's a lot of folks down here. Of course, AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network for emergency communications and civil defense communications. Apocalypse Well Pumps. Austin Chambers, the author that we just mentioned. Beyond the Grid Outfitters. Bright Lights Solar. Damsel in Defense. Women's Firearms and Self-Defense, or Women Self-Defense Training. Diamond Eagle, doTERRA, Frank Sales, Grunberg Schloss Collectors, Gruner's Sales, Handy Sharp, Northwest Retention Systems, North Idaho Militia, Oath Keepers, Off-Grid 48 Degrees, Raindrop Northwest. Representative Heather Scott will be joining us. 7K Metals, Shilla Korean Barbecue will be there on site. Tactica Defense Fashion. It's going to be actually a fashion show, I've been told. And this is a women's design wear specifically for the concealed carry woman. And so this industry is really responding to this. Tactica Defense Fashion. Thrive Freeze-Dried Food, University of Idaho Extension Office, and various county services. Despite what some of the disinformation agents might say, that we in the American Redoubt, preppers, patriots, are anti-government. It's the furthest thing from the truth. We love working with local government. But see, local government is where we should be working with, right? And we should keep our government small, and we love working with them. I know in many emergency communication situations, we've worked with local governments in multiple real-world emergency situations. Great folks, and they love their community, and the patriots want to help them. They want, well, they're patriots. We're not anti-government. We are pro-government so long as the government is staying within the boundaries that has been set for it and they're acting lawfully. And when they don't act lawfully, then we want to exercise our First Amendment rights and speak out against that and point it out. But my goodness, it's just a continuous battle, the disinformation. Others who don't understand us trying to explain what we stand for and what we believe in, and they never get it right. So, and apparently there's some media that's going to be here too. They're not really contributing anything except their misguided curiosity of preparedness or prepping. And they're to learn more about this strange and mysterious American Redoubt movement. Speaking of anti-government, right? Tongue in cheek. But it's not a mystery at all. And here's the funny thing. They're trying to figure it out, and they just are trying. They're wringing their hands. They want to do these interviews. They want to learn more about this American Redoubt. Look, I'll just tell you right now, it's this simple. There are people who love traditional American ideals that feel like where they are and the culture that they're living in, the communities that they live in California, in Colorado, in Illinois, or Seattle, or Portland, have become hostile toward those conservative traditional American ideals. And they want to move strategically, move their family and or their businesses to where they still feel like there is some semblance of freedom. And they also feel that we are living in a very volatile world where politically, economically, socially, things are becoming less tenable for them in their families. The values, the forced vaccinations, the forced curriculum in the public schools, they just want to pull up the carpet and they want to relocate to where they still feel that they're free. That is the American Redoubt, the Inland Pacific Northwest, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Eastern Washington, which is the future Liberty State, and Eastern Oregon. We're trying to light a fire under them to, I don't know what they want to come up with, Columbia or some Eastern Oregon. How's that? But lines are being drawn very clearly, and people want to move to where they don't feel like everybody around them is hostile, with a Bernie sticker wanting to burn them at the stake because they have a fish without feet on the back of their car. So that's it. Explained. There's the American, there's the strange and mysterious American Redoubt thing that you just can't quite figure out. There it is. I spent a whole lot of time talking about all that and not the content that I had set aside. Of course, whenever we run out of time, we'll just roll it over and talk about it Sunday evening. But in the news, Pentagon is deploying troops to Saudi Arabia. This is a developing situation. They're expediting the delivery of military equipment over there. It's Gulf War II or Gulf War III, however you want to look at it, is brewing. It looks like there will be, and some people are even saying, some analysts are saying it's imminent, there will be retaliatory strikes against Iran because of the drone strikes against the oil, which affects the United States. And how much of this is contrived in theatrics to get us into a war? I don't know. That's above my pay grade. But I'll tell you what, the fact that troops are going over there is real. The fact that missiles are probably going to start flying back and forth is real. The fact that Russia or China or both are going to have a serious problem with us backing somebody. This is another proxy war, like in Syria, with Russia and the United States backing governments and rebels and so on. But this has obviously the chance for escalating. But we're not going to worry about it. Our king reigns, and he's going to come back and set everything straight. And we were told there would be wars and rumors of wars. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen. If you find yourself caught up in that type of a situation, then do your best to try to help your neighbors, spread the gospel, and stand up for the oppressed, right? But let's back up a little bit. Something I was that I mentioned last week, and I started to get into it. There's an article that came out. It's really good at the American Thinker, and I concur. No matter who wins in 2020, there will be blood. Well, there already has been blood. It's not like it's going to be a new development. It's going to be an escalation in these developments, right? And so we've got this, the dirt eater, Beto O'Rourke, in the Democrat candidate debate saying, we are definitely going to take your AR-15s and your AK-47s. So they want to disarm the people. Well, it's not just one individual. Even though it was in one individual who basically tipped off what the Democrats' real agenda is, and they probably always wanted to tackle him and put duct tape over his mouth because he's letting it out a little too soon, right? But he's saying, nope, we're coming for him. Well, I don't know if you caught this or not, but also Katie Armour sent this to me, this article. Senator Schumer is reportedly going to be introducing body armor regulations to ban body armor for civilians in this session. Now, I don't know about you, but that's not a very good sign when they want to disarm you. And so they want to take away your sword and your armor. And figuratively and literally, I think that's a dangerous trend. It's projecting what their intentions are when they want to disarm you and remove your ability to have armor as well. While those that are operating under the color of authority in this day and age when they're redefining what terrorism or extremism is, and they want to disarm you at the same time. Any time in history where they disarm the people and their ability to withstand the weapons that would be turned against them, it's never worked out very well. So thank you, but no thank you. Now, in this also, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about this. In the Washington Post, this just came out, secretive FBI demands information go far beyond the tech company's new documents reveal. So what this means is these tech companies that are working with the FBI to hand over information with them, according to just only a handful of documents that have been released through the FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, after a lawsuit to get them to just to cough up a small fraction, to reveal a fraction of these documents, to reveal how much the FBI is surveilling American citizens. It's alarming. This is not a good trend, especially when they say this is for terrorism. It's to help fight terrorism. That's fine. But we better lock down the definition of terrorism, because it wasn't just a few years ago when they were starting to redefine what extremism and homeland domestic terrorism was, and it wasn't Islamic extremists. It was Christian patriots, or those who vote for third-party candidates, or those who support securing our borders, or homeschooling, or anti-vaccination, or on and on. So this is a scary trend. And right now they want to disarm us and then turn the FBI into a Stasi, the Stasi, which this is something that only the Stasi could have just dreamed of, having this type of intelligence gathering apparatus that is at the fingertips of the FBI. We'll be right back. This is Radio Free Redoubt. This segment was brought to you by Works Holsters. W-E-R-K-Z is how you spell it. That's works.com for your custom Kydex holsters and magazine carriers that are made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. We'll be back right after this break.
The communists set out to brainwash the people, to destroy their will to freedom, to wipe out their religion and culture. Newspapers were filled with lies and distortions, and still are. Anti-Western and anti-American.
We are back with segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Thank you guys for sticking around. Segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites. Riverfront Suites with six fully furnished suites down there in the beautiful little town of St. Mary's, Idaho, on the St. Joe River, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene for your little weekend getaway. Check them out. And it is coming into fall, my favorite season. The fall colors are going to start, they're going to be amazing. It's going to be a great motorcycle ride on a sunny day, or a car ride. It's just if you get a chance, get down there and check out the St. Joe River. That whole valley up there is just really a neat place. This whole area, the whole American Redoubt is beautiful everywhere you go. You know, I went to Yellowstone National Park last year. And I thought, man, this is beautiful here. It's beautiful there, but it's not as beautiful as home. It's prettier back home, even though it's technically in the American Redoubt. Just the Eastern Washington, I mean, Liberty State, North Idaho, Western Montana, the mountains, the roads, the windy roads, the lakes. It's just, it's incredible. The Lord has blessed me abundantly to place me right here where I live. I love it. And it's Patriot territory. It's a Patriot stronghold. It just doesn't get any better than that. All right, sidetracked here. Let's get back to the story here. The Washington Post yesterday came out with a story, secretive FBI reports. Okay, let's get the FBI has sent secretive written demands for information to more than 120 companies in recent years, including telecommunications providers, which many of you guys use. technology firms, and credit agencies, according to documents that were released yesterday, raising new questions about the government's ability to quietly gather data on people. Now, these demands are called National Security Letters, or NSLs. National Security Letter. It's a workaround to a warrant, which is required by the Fourth Amendment, to seize information on you, to track you, to search and seizure laws covered by the Fourth Amendment. So these are ordered without court oversight, typically are accompanied by gag orders for the company. So as soon as they issue this national security, it's national security issue. It's very, very important. You can't talk about it. You can't warn your customer that we've sucked all their data off your servers. You can't say a word about it. So the new documents released through a Freedom of Information lawsuit, they had to file a lawsuit by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group, underscore ongoing questions about the effectiveness of a 2015 law designed in part to bring some transparency to the issuing and enforcing of NSLs. So some of the companies, like I said, it's companies you use or are involved with or tied to somehow, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. Telecommunications providers such as AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon. Financial services companies like Bank of America, Western Union, and Capital One. Technology companies like Google, Microsoft, and Facebook. Some received dozens, others just a few. So, you know, Google's going to be at the top of the list. And they're helping to gather information about you. This is why I say, first of all, if you can, and you can do it, YouTube is your friend. You want to learn anything, you want to get a bachelor degree level education on anything you could ever dream of, YouTube, right? How to get up on Linux, about VPNs, virtual private networks. Start securing your information. We've got an affiliate link to NordVPN. I highly recommend it, and I use it. NordVPN. It's a virtual private network, so it encrypts your traffic. It changes your IP address, and it reroutes you to your intended destination so that you can do your whatever you do online. And it encrypts it. And it's a server that's held offshore and outside the reach of the FBI and their NSLs. National Security Letter. Because the way they're defining what an extremist is, what a domestic homeland terror threat is, I'll tell you what, is going to change drastically after President Trump leaves office, whether it's through these witch hunts and these attacks to try to remove him from office, this coup against our executive branch, or whether he just does not get reelected next year, or if it's 5 years from now, at some point he's not going to be the president any longer. And I firmly believe that they're going to push this pendulum hardcore to the other way. And the left, there will be bloodshed at some point. It is heading to that. If you study internal conflict and civil wars at all, it's going to be the previous president, who will not be named, on steroids after President Trump leaves office. These guys only they've done hundreds of thousands of these NSLs, National Security Letters. On top of this, this just broke out from activist posts. Home Depot and Lowe's is now accused of scanning millions of customers' faces using facial recognition software. In a day and age when all these companies are working with the government and feeding them information from their databases, Lowe's and Home Depot, I don't know if you know this or not, are now in the middle of a class action lawsuit for the plaintiffs are saying on September 4th, 2019, a group of plaintiffs simultaneously filed virtually identical class action complaints in Cook County Circuit Court in Chicago against Lowe's and in federal court in Atlanta against Home Depot, accusing the retailers of violating the Illinois state law by surreptitiously, that's the quote, surreptitiously scanning customers' faces as they moved about the chain's stores, documenting their shopping habits and their purchase history. Now, right now, and we're almost out of time, Colt is halting the production of AR-15s for the civilian market. Did you hear that? No, we're talking about companies helping out the federal government. Now, this right here has got a lot of people alarmed. I'm not concerned about this. Look, those right now the market is saturated with AR-15s, 80% lowers and everything else. You could buy a carbine AR-15 for what, $500, $600. Colts sell for $1,200 on up, and their biggest market is the government. So I'm not too concerned about that. But I am concerned about the direction things are going with how they are documenting American citizens' activities, and they're building massive databases. There's a story that I read about in the – it's called The American in the Gulag by Alexander Dolgin. It's the Alexander Dolgin story. He was arrested in Russia, Soviet Union. He went to the gulags, the prison system there. And so here's a story I just want to finish with. He met a fellow prisoner, and he wrote about this. This was a Russian pilot. Now, this is where they're trying to identify enemies of the state. So this Russian pilot shared his story. He had a dream, this pilot did. This is how he got here. You know, how did you get here? This pilot had a dream that Joseph Stalin had died, and he was tormented about it. He was grieving over the loss of his glorious leader. So he told his fellow pilots of this dream in the pilot's lounge. Now, he was incidentally arrested for plotting to assassinate Joseph Stalin, and that he was accused of using this dream as a ruse to test the responses. And incidentally, also, this pilot's wife was also arrested because he told her of the dream and she didn't report it. So now everybody's reporting everything on everybody because they're too afraid not to comply. Is that where we're headed? Anyway, I'm just concerned about the trend. We've been here before in history, in the history of humankind, and we're seeing the writing on the wall that we're starting to head in that direction. Not starting, we are accelerating the pace at which we are headed in that direction. And I'm greatly concerned about it. Pray for our country. Pray for our leadership. Folks, if you get a chance to make it down to the Preparedness Expo, I hope to see you. Shake your hand. You guys stay safe. God bless. And join us tomorrow night if you're not able to make it to the Prepper Expo. And tune in. Listen to some of the interviews at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next Saturday here at KTW. This is John Jacob Schmidt. If you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name, too.